think you can make it? Will you cane? I said, yeah. I said, it looked like I'm going to drop it, but I'll get somebody to pick it up for me. Get somebody to pick it up, keep me on my feet and going. God's Word is good and it's alive. And I tell you what, the Word of God tells us, without a vision, men perish. And we've got so many little visions, we have no vision that has an end to it. We just got a little glimpse here and a little glimpse there. I'm in the 15th chapter of St. John. We got just little touches of everything that's going on. And we'll think for just a minute when we're sick, the Lord is a healer. And then when we get some of ours on our mind that's lost and undone without God, we think, well, He's the Savior. And we get a little need here and the bill is met and the thing is taken care of. And we're just satisfied with it. But we need a big vision of mankind is dying and going to a devil's hell. And since I've been down, I guess the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I've realized something that I didn't have, and something that God has given me is a desire to talk to people, a desire to go visit the rest home and the nursing homes and the hospitals. And I don't know what about you all, but it breaks my heart that I can't go see Larry Johnson. It breaks my heart I can't go pray with him, but I need to stay away from the infection. I got to use some common sense, but glory to God. I'm glad that's shut up. Jeremiah said it's like a fire shut up in our bones. And we need a desire, glory to God, to reach out to somebody in need. Larry's in need. He's in pain. He's infected. He needs help. He needs us on his side. He don't need us to backbite him or to break him down. Satan will put enough in his mind, glory to God. He needs us there. And not just Larry, every one of us. And Miss little Scott Isaacman. I was thinking maybe Polly would be here this morning. What a beating sometimes we take with old age because we don't think we're ever going to get old. But I'm going to tell you something. If you live and the Lord don't come back, you're going to get old, glory to God. And problems is going to come to your house. And I never dreamed, and Shannon told me when I come in, never dreamed to see me come in on a cane. But glory to God, I'm glad that I'm on a cane. Glad that I'm able to walk. And this thing will probably go away this week if I can get these stitches out and a little more soreness. And I appreciate every prayer, everything that everybody has done for me, every call. And there ain't no way I can thank everybody. And I praise God. I praise God for my wife staying with me. What was it, Thursday? She stayed with me 60 years. I got up and I went in there about 7 o'clock and I said, happy anniversary. She said, Lord, I'd forgot it. Amen. I'd forgot it. So I don't have no problems anymore. She's forgot all them things and I can just go on through. And amen. If I don't wish her, may all right. She got a birthday about Tuesday. I'm going to try to remember it too. But too many times, we got too many things on our mind instead of serving God. The mankind is dying and going to hell. And we've talked to some this week and some of the most deceiving time I've ever seen in my life. We can do whatever we want to do and we're still all right with God. We can ask a blessing, bow our head and ask a blessing over our food and get up and go live like the devil and hell itself. Amen. We can go to church once in a while when the doors are open, when it's convenient for us, when we don't have anything else to do, and we are a genuine Holy Ghost-filled Christian. Amen. Ain't that how we are today? But I'm going to tell you what's happened. There's a hole come in our bucket of joy. There's a little leaking place coming, and Satan's about his business. Amen. And he's sapped our joy. Some of you that I used to see shouting all the time has got used to church. Amen. We've got used to the preacher. We got used to the teacher. We got used to the songs. We've got used to everything, and everything's done in routine and random, and everything is the same person doing it. So we're just sitting back enjoying. But what I want to preach on, what God has given me to preach on, that my joy might be full. I want my joy to be full. And I thought about if that glass is full of water, like just a little, but if it's full of water, there ain't no way you can get nothing else into it. And if my joy is full, let me tell you something today. Satan cannot take your smile. We might lay down and give it to him, but he cannot take our smile. He can't take our joy. He can't take our happiness. Unless I lay it down, he can't touch me. He may dawdle all around me. He may aggravate me and try to mess up my mind. But if my joy is full, he cannot alter my mind.
Amen. So when my mind gets altered, it's when my joy ain't full. I'm talking about when I'm a shouting and a praising God. Amen. And y'all, we know we just come through a great revivals. Two or three revivals we have come through, and maybe some in other places we have come through. So we shouldn't be altered. We should have a full cup of joy. And I want to read to us in the Word of God how we can keep a full cup of joy. And I thought, I worked 40 some years on public work, and our job was still our joy. Our job, because it's 40 hours a week. It takes our strength. It takes our mental capacity to think on it. And then you try to take of all of that we've bought and try to keep it mowed and cleaned and washed and polished and fixed. Amen. And it takes away from our thought for God. Amen. And I remember in the 80 and 82, the only time I've ever been convicted of watching TV, and I was working 40 hours a week, 4 10s at the state, and Friday and Saturday I was trying to build a house, working myself to death for things that's going to burn and be and tormented. It's going to go away. And I thought, it's the only time that if I was going to read God's Word, I had to let TV go. So several months there, I just let TV go and tried to get into God's Word. But today, if we ain't careful, I go in and sit down and flop down and watch TV. Don't know a thing in the world is gone, but I don't know nothing God's saying to me either. And I thought, and Janet will tell you, I've never struggled no more than I struggled to get a message the last 2 days. It seemed like everything, the phone would ring, this would come in, that would aggravate, this is tore down, I've got problems here, I've got problems there, and come in and it just loads you down. I'd stagger to the altar and the mosquitoes, they just absolutely eat my little old skinny legs up. She called them little chicken legs, amen. Them little skinny legs of mine, amen, they just eat my legs up, and then I'd come back and scratch. I'm talking about there's torments out there that'll aggravate you and take your mind off of God. If you're in pain today, it'll take your mind off of God. If you got something, if you got sin in your life, something that's been bothering you, somebody that's beat you down till you don't have a full cup of joy, the altar's open anytime. I'll dodge around you. I'll get out of the way. Come and get your cup back. Fill your cup up with the joy of the Lord. Glory to God. And the only way we can do it is staying where God wants us to be. We've got to have a desire for other people. We've got to have compassion for other people. We've got to have a desire to be into the church and the house of God. And I guess maybe these last 2 weeks I've realized, church, how much you love me. Sometimes Satan has said, you are nobody. They don't love you. They need somebody younger. Honey, we need the love of each other in our hearts that our cup might be full. We're going to read it right out of the Word of God. We need Jesus saved another and another, and glory to God. To help each other. We are helpmates to each other. We are here for each other. I need to lend a helping hand, and it ain't always in money, but a good gentle conversation. Eldridge said to me, he said, he was doing some chemo last week, and he said, I wanted to come to church. I wanted to come bad, because he said, I knowed you was going to come either way. You was going to come. And that's a blessing to me. He could have said, I didn't expect you there. I never thought you would even come to church, but he lifted me up instead of beating me down. Honey, we need each other today. If you're trying, if you're doing everything you can do, if your cup is full, glory to God, then you're able to help somebody else. You're able to love somebody else. We'll read in the Word of God. Thank God for these that have come to the altar. Thank God for His holy Word. John 15, and we'll start about the 7th verse. This is the Word of God, and all this is red writing. I've got an old Schofield, so it's not red, but it is Jesus' writing, amen. And He said, if you abide in Me, and My Word abide in you, and Butch been teaching on the Word, abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm going to tell you, that's authority on God's holy Word. It's written down in red, amen. And I don't need to ask for a Cadillac, and I don't need to ask for 3 more rooms on my house, and I don't need to ask for a better job. Glory to God. All I need to ask for today is if I'm in pain till I can't go, God would lighten that just a little till I could go. If my burden and if my load was bigger than I could carry, I'd say, God, I've carried this far as I can carry this. I need you to lift my burden just a little bit that I can go on. God, this old body is wearing out, but God, would you give me enough strength to get down the runway, get down the sidewalk, that I can get out and pray with my brother that's in so much worse shape that I'm in, that feels like life is ended, that life ain't worth living. God, could you use me? And God said, I'll grant that thing to you. I'll give you what you need to go. I'll give you strength. That's the God that I'm serving today, and He is able to take care of us. Glory to God. If we don't ask amiss, He'll be right on time. Amen. To take care of our every need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you why mine's alive today and why God has lightened my burden. I tried to serve God and I asked Him and He took care of it. Amen. I'm a firm believer today. Scotty's going to be saved somewhere down the road. I've done all I can do and I'm going to continue to do what I can do. And I believe somewhere down the road, glory to God, God's going to get him in a shape that he needs to see himself and he will get saved. Amen. I ain't prayed in vain. We ain't prayed for the church in vain. We ain't prayed for our sick in vain. God has took care of us. Amen. Even little Scott Isom, he said, I've had a better week. Praise God, he's had a better week. And he said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. And he said, in one place, bear fruit, another fruit. He said, boy, bear more fruit. In another place, he said, bear much fruit. Amen. So glory to God, we've got fruit that we can bear. And our good works will follow us if we'll continue in the Lord. And you might not have a reputation as a Christian in 3 weeks or 6 weeks or 9 weeks, but continue in the glory of God, honey, and you can build a reputation as a Christian if we fly mad and cuss and rip and snort and run here and run yonder and run from church to church and place to place and can't get settled in anywhere. Run from one Bible to another, amen, and we can't get settled in the King James, there ain't nobody going to want to follow in your path. Set a path, glory to God. I got enough faults and enough mistakes, glory to God, that there ain't nobody would want to follow me. But if Jesus Christ gets in my life and I abide in Him and He abide in me, glory to God, they're going to see something that's godly, something that they'll want, something that'll help them out of a problem, something that'll lift them up when they're down. I'm glad, glory to God, when I'm down, sometimes I'm the highest. When I'm right on the bottom of the barrel, sometimes I'm the highest. Why in the world would I have to beg for a message like this that my joy would be full? God knows what we need today. And He said, and the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Jesus said plainly, as the Father has loved me, said, so I have loved you. And he said, continue in my love. And the preacher up the road, I preached that at his church one time, just continue, not out of this scripture, but I believe Colossians. And he said, you got to start to continue. And I believe that from the bottom of my heart. Too many has joined the church. Too many has made a little old professions. And too many, I never got born again and joined and went and been baptized. And they don't continue. But he's talking about, glory to God, as the Father has loved Him. He said, I'll love you. And he said, for you to continue in His love. And if I continue in His love, I'm going to tell you, I'll not fall. I'll not stagger. Glory to God, I won't be cussing. If I'll keep my cup full, how am I going to keep my cup full? It's obeying the Word of God. Give God what's His and give Caesar what's His. Don't beat nobody out of nothing. I love everybody the same. Not be a respecter of person. But try to uplift the name of Jesus in the cafe, in the funeral home, wherever you go. And you know, if they follow through with what they've asked me to do, they've asked me to do some funerals, and the people are on the brink of death now. And I need strength. I need strength to preach another funeral. The family may not ask me, but he wrote it down, and that's what he's asked me for several years. And you know, and I can't go. I don't want to go saying everything is all right. If everything everything ain't all right. I don't want to be a liar, glory to God. I want to tell the truth. And he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Honey, I'm going to tell you, the love is gone out of our churches today. 90% of the churches you go into, you'll be lucky if you get a handshake unless they know you. If they know you real well, or maybe they think they can get you into their church, they might come and speak to you. But honey, he said, if you keep my commandments and shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might be remain in you. The Lord Jesus Christ said that his joy, and I'm going to tell you something, he's got joy in the Father. The Lord has got joy in his church. The Lord has got joy, glory to God, in seeing another soul saved. There's nothing pleases God any better than to see my Lord Jesus Christ stand up and say, this one has just been born again. This one has come to us. This one went with a true baptizing. This one received the power of God and is using the power of God. This one has accepted the call of God. This one has said, I'm a Christian, and this one is going to live it. And I believe the joy of the Lord is bubbling over in my Jesus' soul. And he said that it makes my joy. Where did I find that? Right here in the Word of God. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So we want the joy of the Lord remaining in us. And I thought about the excitement. I'll pick on TJ and Tiffany a minute. They're getting a new house, their first house, and there's joy and excitement in it. You know, we've not slept here. This is ours. Somewhere down the line, the pump's going to go out. Wall's going to be in pain. And there's going to be roof leaks. Hello, church. In our Christian life, we come with joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, Peter said. And we got saved and our cup was running over. And our joy was full. And we had a desire in our heart to be in church. Couldn't hardly wait to get to church. And I remember about 6 months after I saved, about 6 months on down the road, I didn't want to go to church. The voice of Satan had got just a little bit louder. The voice of Satan was speaking in my ears. I know y'all ain't got that problem. But the voice of Satan was speaking in my ears, and he said, you've come in and tore the church down. You've made a false profession. You ain't even saved. He said, you went up there and the church fell off to 7. Said, who are you? Why don't you go on back out yonder, get back with that crowd that loved you, and get out of this church? Amen. And he kept talking to me. And I went down to the old voting house. They made 3 or 4 in here, that old. Remembers the dirt road in the old voting house down towards the baptizing hole. And I pulled right up in there at that old voting house and sat there many of a night, all night long drinking. And the Lord Jesus Christ showed me that I saved, that I had something to go on. No matter what that voice of Satan said to me, I saved. No matter what, which direction I failed, the Lord was there if I'd asked him to pick me back up. I found out that I had a friend, Oscar, that sticketh closer than a brother. I found out I had one that wouldn't run when trouble come. I found out, glory to God, when things looked bad at my house, I had a light in Jesus Christ. He said, in John was just reading it, Butcher just reading it in John, hey man, brother, he said that the light shined in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. Can I tell you today, we forgot what the Word of God said. We forgot how big God is. We forgot the sins that was in our life. And I'm going to tell you, I feel cold chills running from up my arm, honey. We forgot how big hell is, and it's still enlarging itself because people keep turning down the Lord. And we as Christian people don't have a testimony that Jesus is still on the right hand of the Father taking intercession for you and I. He's still saving souls. He's still healing bodies. And if Larry gets well, it's going to be the hand of God. Thank God for the doctors. take, but why I'm here today is the Lord Jesus Christ. Mike, I'd have never made it, glory to God, but the Lord Jesus Christ passed by my way. I'll never forget that night, Brother Isom, in the old house. The old house is burned, the commode is busted, hanging around that commode, and the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to an old drunk that had drank liquor till he couldn't even walk. Glory to God, he renewed my spirit. He raised up an old sinner. I made a new creature out of him 51 years ago and have been in the house of God. I praise him today for what he has done for me. I give him glory and honor. He's been good to me. He's never left me and he's never forsaken me. He's whipped my butt a few times that I didn't like. Give me some chastisement that I didn't enjoy. But glory to God, he's been real in my life. He's took care of me. He's been there. He ain't never, you know, when we realize today that we're only one in this whole big world. God can do without you, but you cannot do without God. You cannot do without the Spirit of God. Your payments may be up, everything may be full, everything may be looking good for you, but there's coming a day when you cannot handle it, honey. There's coming a day, you know, it ain't nothing breaks my heart. I can get my left sock on, I cannot get my right sock on. I said, Mama, I've got to have some help. It breaks my heart. A grown man can't get his right sock on. I will one day. I never realized probably why he lost, and that's why he never wore no socks. He couldn't get them on. Send him this message. Maybe some more problems. And he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. How did he say? He said, continue in the love. What did he say? He said, keep my commandments, that the joy of the Lord be in us. Why are we not happy today? I stood over the casket of Jenny and I's first baby in 1960, I believe it was. 61. I stood there and I cried, a sinner, a lost man, undone without God, didn't understand death. I could stand as we watched Mom take her last breath and a little smile come over her face and a tear or two maybe come, but it was a tear of joy. That stroke has no more dominion over Mama. The body wasting away. Glory to God. And the old death worm eating away at their body. It's gone. Amen. Basking in the sunlight of Jesus. Why can't I have the joy in me and fulfill the joy in the Lord? Because I've got it in me. And he sees that I've got a little taste of the joy in him. And sometimes my cup runs over. Glory to God. That somebody might get a little of the joy of the Lord. We have made every excuse in the world why we don't serve the Lord. Let me read on. I'm going to slow down and get on with this. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Is there anybody can raise their hand and say, I've done this? That you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. And I'm going to read this quickly. Henceforth I call you not a servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Jesus didn't keep no secrets. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. In the world, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. And I want us to read 22 here, but I want us to look at one thing. How do we fall when we quit, when somebody persecutes us? When somebody comes against us, we just back down. We just back down. Instead of standing up and say, you're not going to change me if you don't want it, just leave me alone. I'm going to be what God has called me to be. Not going to back down on the word. This 22nd verse, listen to this. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But now they have no cloak for their sins. How about pick up my cane, brother? He that hateth me, hateth my Father also. So what is he saying right there? Thank you, honey. If I had not come and spoken to them, but said some things come into his mind after he was saved that he had never read, he didn't realize he'd heard. But I'm going to tell you something. He'd been to church time or two.
Yeah.
Three or four times. I remember some things, and I'd think back on them, and where I'd sit in an old home prayer meeting, and maybe I was just a little boy, and maybe I'd went for the wrong reason. Maybe I'd went because Mama made me go. But sit in a bunch of old women, old white-headed women, in a home prayer meeting. But I'd learned something from their prayers. And I remember something that when Mama got sick, when we were just young'uns, and some of them old saints of God, and they say, if I could hear Mother, pray again. If I could only hear my mother, pray again. And I thought, as a young boy, 11 and 12 years old, I thought if I could have Mama at my side and hear Mama pray again, what it would be worth. So some of these things that I heard through a song or through an old saint of God, or maybe sitting around in the store when some would be talking about the Bible, maybe even arguing over the Bible. And there used to be a bunch that gathered around the old wood stoves and carry on about the Bible. But some of that stuck in my mind, and some of it good. And I remember Sonny Cox. I loved him to death. And the old boy would have, he'd have this massive heart attacks, and he'd fall over and be out for several hours, and we'd all be out drinking. But you know something? Because his mama had told him a little about Jesus, amen, he is scared to death. We've had to pick him up off the ground in the snow and put him back in the car, and didn't have enough sense to take him on to the doctor, and he just died a couple of 3 or 4 years ago out in the western states. I forgot, one of the coal mining states, gold mining states. But I thought, it's what we hear along the way. And where I'm going with this is our children. I want to tell you something. Little Bentley, she said little Bentley got in the car this morning, and he said, I hope Bill's all right. I hope he's all right. And when he see me with a cane, he said, he's better. Is it something of that nature? Amen. These come and said, the young ones had asked about me. The young ones had asked about me this week. How are we getting along? The young ones are getting a little bit of the Word of God. Amen. And I know Butch's hearing's getting about like mine, and I got hearing aids and still can't hear. But we don't hear all that's going on. But these young ones hear everything that's going on. Amen. And sometimes Mama riding down the road and that young one will speak something that went on at church that you missed. Those young ones are hearing. I love my young ones. There's nothing pleases me no better when one runs up and grabs my leg. All I can do is pat him on the head. I can't get down there. But my young ones are getting a little something from the Word of God. Where am I going when they get in school and some of this begins to, the devilish crowd comes up and tries to beat this out. I'm glad the Holy Ghost power of God will speak to them and say, you remember that Sunday in Mount Vernon Church where the Word of God said, continue in my love. Said, if you want your cup to be full, your joy to be full, if you want to be happy in the Lord, continue in my word. Amen. And then that child will be an age of accountability, maybe. And that child will decide that day if he wants to follow the commandments of the Lord, stay under the watch care of the church, and continue in the Word of God, and be full of the joy of God. It's his choice. And we, as we get older, if we want to be full of the Lord, we need to continue in the Word. We need to continue in the church. We need to continue in the work of God. We don't need to back down. I need a greater desire right now than I've ever had before, honey. I'm going to tell you, they're laying in the nursing homes. Listen to what I'm saying. They're laying in the nursing home in their 80s, lost and undone without God, because some problem that happened in church when they was a young'un, and mom and daddy brought bad news home. Amen. There's some good things happened in the church the 51 years that I've been saved, and God has let my joy be full. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And he said, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which were done, none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. See, it becomes sin to them because he told them the truth and they rejected the truth of God. So listen to me. It's not my fault that the seats are not full today. I've done everything in my ability to tell us the truth. Fornication's wrong. Lying's wrong. Writing bad checks is wrong. Defrauding your brother is wrong. Not loving your neighbor as yourself, it's wrong. And the Bible said if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all. That's the Word of God.
Amen.
He said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together. Forsake it not. He said, but this cometh to pass that the Word might be fulfilled that is written in this law. They hated me without a cause. Without a cause. Let me turn to 1 John. Little John, 1 John. He said, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that we also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. This is still the Apostle John. And he said, and these things write we unto you that your joy might be full. That your joy might be full. Oh, John, after he'd come through the wilderness, after he was a forerunner of Jesus, and he kind of humbled down in the first and second John, he kind of humbled down as an older fella. Amen. And he wanted us to have fellowship one with another, that our joy might be full. We'll jump over to Peter, and I think I done quoted this, but I want to read it. That the trying of your faith is much more precious than of gold, that precious, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory as the appearing of our Lord Jesus, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let me read what it says in 2 John here. 2 John 1 and 12, and he said, having many things to write unto you, I would not write unto you with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. And I don't believe he was only just speaking of his joy be full, but he said our joy, that everybody around them, that our joy might be full. And 3 John and 1 and 4, he said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So old man John got old. And he said, I have no greater joy than to hear that you're walking in truth. That you're walking where you profess to walk. That you're doing what the Lord would have you to do. And he said, having no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Let me turn to Jude and I'm about done. What I'm trying my best to get out today, that we need our cup full. We need our cup full and things will change at our house. Things will change at our house. There's envy at our house. Hello? The devil walks in and out at my house. Hello? Is it yours? Sometimes when my cup ain't full, I'll turn an ear and say, what did you say? And eat it up. He told Jesus, he said, if you'll follow me, I'll give you all of this. said, I own this.
Yes.
That proved to me the devil owned all the world.
Yes, sir.
He had power to give it. The witch of Endor had power to raise up Samuel.
Amen,
had power to raise up Samuel. And us Baptists today don't believe Satan has no power over us. They stand and they preach to our young people, you can't go to hell if you want to. Some of them have made a profession and don't know Jesus. Some have followed the church walk for a while, and quick as they can get out from under mom and daddy, they go their own way. I'm going to tell you, we've had them here at Mount Vernon Church that's went different directions than what they've been taught. Can I hear an amen there? So don't think yours can't get away. Don't think you're the only one that's having problems with your youngins. Jude. Just one book of Jude in the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Why is he able to keep us from falling if you can't fall? And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got a God that is able to take care of us. We got a God that loves us. We got a God that gave his only begotten Son, proved his love through Abraham. When Abraham offered up Isaac, he proved that man could have the same kind of love that God had. And he sent his son. And I'm going to ask us, and I thank God for all that's done at the altar this morning. But I'm going to ask us, are we burdened like we need to be burdened?